Live from Studio 7G, it's What's So Great About... ... The show where they ask the question, what's so great about this certain topic? And sometimes they find the answer. Now here are your hosts, Terry and Andy.
Thank you, yeah. Tex. Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the show where we look to ask and answer the question, what is so great about a certain topic? We are fresh off our 24-parter, What's So Great About Marvel. So if you are new to our Patreon, all episodes are available. Now, in this series, we are taking a look at the 90s, or specifically the most 90s movies of all time. Now, I'm delighted to be joined by someone very special, someone who is something of an expert in the 90s. Having lived through a whopping 3,652 days of the decade, it is my good friend Terry Toner. Hello, Terry.
It's a pleasure to be here, Andy.
Hey!
There it
Roll
is.
Role reversal.
Yeah. This feels weird.
I like the power.
Yeah.
So yes, if you haven't gathered from that hilarious intro, we are doing
If you didn't like it, you know, there's going to be 10 more of them. So,
yeah,
you know.
We're doing a What's So Great About the 90s. So specifically, I guess the most 90s movies of all time. I have a huge affinity for 90s action in particular. Terry's more of an 80s man at heart. He does like some of the ones, I'm sure, that I'll pick throughout this series. But I'm going through the movies that I absolutely love from the 90s. I've already got my next one picked out.
Brillo.
Oh, big time.
See, I don't know any of them in advance. At least you knew you could see what was coming.
I'm just
going to
hit you with it like 2 weeks before. So this episode we're doing Broken Arrow, 1996's Broken Arrow, to be precise. Yeah. Now, this has always been the one that whenever like I'd be raving about 90s movies with Terry or something, I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, like fucking Con Air and Armageddon, Broken Arrow. And you're like, no, Broken Arrow is not good. That's not part of that team. So I'm like, it's brilliant.
I will say, like, you don't have to tell me what's so great about Con Air. I love Con Air.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother, yeah.
It's bad in parts. Like, I love it. Like, I remember getting high with you and like going into the whole spiel of like, Cyrus, this is your barbecue.
It tastes good. It tastes good.
But I wouldn't mind putting a bullet in one of these pigs' heads.
Really?
Like stuff like, tell her she's my hummingbird. But this one, I was always like, no, you cannot. Because I know you're a huge Face-Off fan, so that's why I figured these two went together for you. They're both John Woo
joints.
Yeah.
Now, John Woo, we'll start off with John Woo, right?
Mm-hmm.
This film was directed by him. Now, I'm having a look here at his filmography because, man, oh man. First of all, he did Hard Target in 93. He did Broken Arrow, Face Off, Mission Impossible 2. He's done a whole bunch of quality. Like, Mission Impossible 2 was 2000, I guess. So
I assume you've never seen like any of his Hong Kong action stuff. No, and like he was the guy, like Hard Boiled, and you know he's done a lot of stuff for like Chow Yun Fat over there, like that.
Right.
He was the action guy from the East. So this was, I think this is like Hard Target. I don't know. Is that a Jean-Claude Van Damme one?
Like very much so.
Basically, I remember reading like this was his first, you know, proper America movie. You know what I mean? Like You got like Travolta, you got Slater, like, you know,
yeah,
Travolta is fresh off a career resurgence.
From Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, like, if you look at, I don't know if you look at his movies before Pulp Fiction.
No, I haven't.
It's like
Grim.
Look Who's Talking, 1, 2, and 3, and like, it's mad because he'd been such a big star in like the 70s and 80s, and then it was just, his career was in the toilet, and then Pulp Fiction brought him back, and then this is the run. This is, I think Get Shorty was before this, and then this is the run he goes on that is just like
Dynamite.
And for the life of me, we'll get into it.
Well, listen, before we do get into it, Terry, can I hit you? I'm not gonna steal your patented BBB or triple B.
Sure.
I'm gonna hit you with a boff, Terry.
Oh.
Box office and fun facts.
Oh, right? Very good.
Thank you. There's a tie up between boff and BFF.
I like boff.
Yeah, I thought so too. Right, so care to take a stab at the weekend, the opening weekend?
Domestic.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah.
Go
I'm
on.
Gonna, I'm going to say 40 million.
Oh my. No.
Lower?
Far lower.
18 million.
Close. It was 15.6 million.
It's hard to
this is 96 now.
Yeah.
So stayed on top for a second week and ultimately had a domestic gross of. Care to take a stab at it?
75?
Close, 70 million.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just gonna cut through the shit. Worldwide, Terry.
120.
You're not a million miles away, but wrong again. It's 150.
I was going to say 150. It's like too much. That's probably, but like I'd say, played well overseas with Hong Kong.
Hugely. Now this 96. I'm just going to run through just so you get a feel of what sort of movies came out in 96. Right.
Sure.
96 had Scream, Independence Day, Fargo, The Rock, The English Patient, Twister, Mars Attacks, Jerry Maguire. Those are the sort of movies that you've got.
I want to talk about Scream and its connection to this movie.
Okay.
But maybe we'll do that when we get into it.
Okay.
I have it in my notes.
Here's a few fun facts before we get into it, right? Travolta's character Deakins took off his uniform after he revealed himself to be a traitor because it was requested by the military. Christian Slater did all his own stunts. John Travolta was given the choice of playing either Deke or Hale, and he chose the villain. Samantha Mathis, current vice president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Really?
Asked a friend, Sandra Bullock, for tips on doing action scenes, and Bullock told her to hum the James Bond theme before every take. Helen Hunt was also offered the role.
Would Helen Hunt have been better? I probably think so.
Possibly. She would have brought a bit more, you know.
Maybe that's just because, like, this woman has not gone on to do a lot of notable stuff.
Not really, right? Although, has she?
She's an American Psycho, I kind of remember. She's good in that. She plays somebody that's kind of on lithium all the time.
Oh, cool.
But she's pretty good in it.
Looking to see what she was in here. Nothing really, to be honest. She was in Curb?
Yes, I think I was watching that episode. It was the one that they go to New York.
She was Donna?
Yes, I was just watching that episode earlier on tonight. Ugh. Funny, funny.
Funny old world, huh? All right, Terry. Now, also considered for the role was Halle Berry, but she said on Parkinson in an interview that the producers turned her down for the role and told her there are no black park rangers. Yeesh.
Not a good look for America.
Not at all. Samantha Mathis and Christian Slater used to be an item, not at the time of filming. It had ended since then, so she said it was like kissing her brother.
Did they kiss in it?
Yeah, they kissed at the end.
Oh, I thought they hugged at the end. They hugged at the end.
And a bombastic 90s movie.
That's what I mean. It's like you couldn't even give me a kiss at the end.
You couldn't.
Look,
I will tell you,
I'd kind of gone in and out at that point.
Sorry? Do you have any idea what I've sat through?
Yeah.
Now, last one was just the... after the surprise success of Speed, which was written by Graham Yost, who wrote the script for this movie. After Speed, this script became a hot commodity and optioned by 20th Century Fox and greenlit instantly by the studio once they were able to get Oscar nominee John Travolta to star in the film, since he had become such a bankable star again after the huge success of Pulp Fiction.
I will tell you, Graeme Yost, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Okay, yes.
I'm a big fan of his work. He was showrunner on a little show I like to call by its title, Justified.
So, okay, so he did Justified. I'm looking here. He did Hard Rain, Speed, Broken Arrow, to a lesser extent, Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Got Willem Dafoe. He's something of a terrorist himself, I think.
Very good. But that's all I've got, Terry. Now, do you have notes for me?
I do have notes.
Very good.
It's been a long time since I've seen this film. So,
what did you think of it? Or do you want to just go through your notes?
Maybe I'll save it till the end to see what I thought about it. I did not remember this bombastic boxing opening anyway. Like,
how about that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, there was another...
go on.
No, I was going to say, there's definitely something... the musical score of that boxing scene was composed by Hans Zimmer, right?
Yes.
And the score is considered to be one of Zimmer's best action scores by fans and critics. And the opening track, Rope-A-Dope, during the boxing scene, also known as Deacon's theme, has been widely used in other films and media, including Scream 2 and Speed 2.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, please do.
But that's not the opening. I think they're wrong there. The one that they're talking about that's used in Scream 2 is that one. Doon, 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 doon. You know the one on that one?
I think I do.
And I was like, I wrote it down when I was like, that's the theme. It's actually Dewey's theme from Scream 2 when Dewey shows back up.
Ah.
He's like, Dewey. He's like,
alright.
It's fucking great. So good. Like,
what did you think of the opening scene?
I have a note. Travolta swimming laps in the river of ham already. He's doing lengths in that river.
I tell you, the font of this opening.
Yes,
it already told me I was in for a wild ride. The font.
I do love it. I love what Travolta is bringing already. Like,
he
looks like crap at times, and then like that jumper he's wearing is like does him no favors.
I know. He's real like, he's real big chested, isn't he, or something? Like, I don't know what you'd call him.
He's pear shaped. He is
the classic trash talk boxing montage at the start. Like, neither one of them is out of breath or sweating. Like,
I have my next note is like not a scratch on Slater after getting his ass handed to him.
Yeah,
like barely anything. And like when he gets ejected from the thing later on, he just has a bit of blood at his mouth.
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
You know.
There's not a scratch on them at any point in this movie.
Yeah, the screen score I have down. And, nice. And then you get, when it cuts to the park ranger getting shot.
Yeah,
straight away, like not the park ranger, sorry, it's the guy camping.
The old man and woman. Yeah.
But then you get the warden from the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Gunton. And I tell you what, fucking... He's the best thing about this. Like, he is so good.
Brilliant. I thought that scene where the park ranger just shot the old man a moment, I was like, oh, okay. You know, it's like something out of Red Dead or something. Like,
yeah.
Like,
and like I said, the warden I'm loving. Then you get Delroy Lindo showing up straight away after. But he's Delroy Lindo is the black guy.
Oh, right, of course. Yes.
You know,
Watkins or Wilkins.
Yeah, he's in the command center. I was like,
yeah,
love
he was
it.
Great. I love him.
Great seeing him in it. Like,
I love the fact that when they shot that old couple as well, that your man just falls on the fire. Like, he could have fallen anywhere. They're straight away, they're like, Christ, drag him out of there.
Travolta's smoking in this.
He clearly isn't a smoker. He has the cigarette, like, at the very web of his finger. It's like...
And the way his hand is, like, it's not cuffed. His two fingers are
boing,
like...
dead straight.
He's like, it won't happen again, sir.
What's his relationship with Christian Slater in this movie as well? Like, are they friends?
No.
He's constantly trying to give him these little life lessons, these unasked for life lessons.
There is, like, the scene So, like, the two of them go to do the test or whatever with the nuclear met. It was kind of went over my head because they were just throwing Air Force jargon at me where it was like, a 31? No, an 82. You know, it's like, a big one or whatever. Like, and the plane itself, like...
Let me ask you, how fake did the special effects look in the plane? It was like simulator sort of.
Yeah, not good. I mean, it is 95. But then I think... But then I think of Top Gun, which is like 89, 88. It looked
much better.
Yeah, yeah, because they did it for real, like, you know? And, they used real footage of planes flying. This thing looked like a spaceship or something.
It
like
did, that,
you know?
I love any, especially like 90s movies that are set with like a military backdrop. I love people sitting at a bunch of people sitting at computers with headsets. Like that's
we'll get to the next part of that. Okay. But I want to say there's a close up on Travolta when you know he's gonna turn.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
I just burst out laughing.
I have in my notes like that close up on Travolta, it's like and then he's like, why don't you check the window there? It's like pulls the gun. I'm like,
I know.
He
just turns. Like, fair enough, you get that maybe they're not the best of friends, but they kind of are. And then, like, I don't get why he just turns.
He's a madman.
Just like that. Like, I will say that Travolta plays this whole movie like he is so turned on. That's basically the only way I can describe it. He's so, especially after he makes the full switch, he is full ham, but it's like everything around him is turning him on.
My big problem with the big problem with this film is Christian Slater is so low energy.
He is, isn't he?
It's just like, you give me nothing here. I made it out halfway through. I'm like, Travolta's at a 10. You need to be at least a 7 to try and keep up with him. And you're at a 4 here.
Yeah, he is, you
know? And
he?
I know he's never... It's funny that he's in this because he's not really an action star. This is the only action movie you really think of. Like, his other big ones are like, I mean, Heathers was in the 80s, but like, you think of True Romance would be the other big one in the 90s.
Mm.
But it's not anything that, like, you know, I never would have taken him as the male lead.
Yeah. Now, he definitely wasn't strong enough.
You would have been as good having Cage in here. And then having them come back again to do Face Off 2 years later.
Like, why not?
I'd still see the two of them together again now.
100%.
A bald Travolta and like a mad Cage.
I love the fact that... Now, was this was before Face Off, wasn't it?
Face Off was 97, I think.
Right.
John Woo directed it as well, though.
But, go on.
I just have... Pull the ejector cord already when they're like fighting... In the plane. I'm like, just pull it and get him out of there. Like,
plus, like, when they do, like, eventually, like, every explosion here isn't just one explosion. It's like 8 explosions. If ever now, anything...
I will say, like, I thought the explosions were pretty good.
Now, interesting you say that, because I actually didn't think that they were good.
Not,
I noticed a lot of... Go on,
Not this one in particular, but later on in the film where they're like blowing shit up.
I noticed a lot of like miniature explosions, you know, where they have like a little toy car and a little toy bridge and they blow it up. Like it was definitely that because you could see the little bits of fire coming out, like the little, you know what I mean? Like you can tell now looking back, I found. But I certainly appreciated the amount of explosions, I'll say that.
Oh, right. So my next notes are Red Foreman and then like Kruger.
I know.
Red Foreman and I will say Kurtwood Smith is fucking perfect for this film.
I was surprised that he wasn't like a
bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I just have like him from RoboCop on my brain, even though he's a bit scuzzier in that
and
one.
This like, would have only been like, I guess, maybe a year before that 70s show.
Isn't that 70s show 97, is it?
Maybe 98, maybe 2 years. Yeah.
The Broken Arrow scene where they all start talking about what a Broken Arrow is, and they say Broken Arrow like 10 times.
Yay, they say the title of the movie.
Yeah, it's like so 90s.
And apparently that isn't a thing at all. Broken Arrow.
It's great stuff.
Apparently it's not called a Broken Arrow at all.
This little dweeb here that like, I only realized halfway through it, like that it's like they perfect it in Con Air
with John Cusack.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
you know, like Larkin, you son of a bitch. But like this guy here is just like,
he's also bringing nothing to the table.
Yeah, and I like this guy from other stuff, but God, he's in a good movie with Kevin Spacey, where he plays like Spacey's assistant. Like Spacey's like a Hollywood exec, and he's his assistant, and he thinks getting a job with him will, you know, get him the next stage of his career. He gets fired, so then he like kidnaps Spacey and is like torturing him. So it's good, like, you know, he's good in that.
Can't but, see
like,
him I, from this. I can't see him playing that role.
No, that's what I mean. Like, he just, again, he's low energy.
Yeah,
he is. Like, he's not giving me anything.
Yeah, nothing to grab onto. Like,
no.
Do you not just love the location though, Terry? As well,
I do love the location, and I have a broad outline written, and it's set in an area quite like this. Yeah.
Is it about two stolen nuclear weapons by any chance?
No.
Oh, well.
It's about... Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, you keep doing this.
It is action-y, though. It is action-y.
Tell me. You know? Send it to me.
No.
Give me something.
I don't have it finished.
Well, give me something. Where's the Adam Sandler project?
It's still sitting there. I'm like halfway through it, and I'm like...
Your enthusiasm, I'm sure, has waned.
I really went off the rails when it was like...
Listen, it's lockdown. It's a crazy time for everybody, Terry.
The week I had off to do it, like, Faye was really unwell. And I just didn't get a chance I have a week off. I'm just going to get stuck into it. And, like, it's just sitting half written on my laptop and, like, my notepad full of notes that I have to transcribe. Like,
yeah, well, we're good.
Anyway, I did like the scene of, I see you've played Knifey, Magnum, Colt, Revolver before.
Which scene was this?
Where it's like he has the gun to her head and she has the knife.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like it's not loaded. Like, oh. And then it is loaded. Oh, damn.
I think I actually missed that bit. I think I left the room for a second. It felt like...
That was the big fight, like, when she was like...
Why does she just pull a gun on him? Like, he parachutes down, Christian Slater, and she just pulls the gun on him. Like, we should not ask him questions first, like... Straight away, gunpoint. Wasn't it? Like,
no,
who are
because
you?
They said it was like there's reports of like a load of Humvees coming in.
Right. Oh, right.
So that's what she was going to investigate.
Oh, okay.
I do love the location though, like wherever it is, Utah.
Yeah, I think they filmed a bit in Utah and they filmed a bit in like Arizona and a bit in California and stuff like that. But it's great. It's like they're filming on Mars or something.
I did like it was very 2020 for domestic terrorists and not foreigners. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is, you know, actually, isn't it?
It could very easily have been, we got to get these to, you know, the Russians or the Arabs or whatever like that.
True.
Like,
but, you know? They kept everything at home. I was a fan of your man who looks like James Milner saying to the captain, he's like, I'm afraid I can't let you do that, General. Or something like that. Like, he turns on him, I'm like, yes! And he said the line as well.
Well, like, I have so many trained soldiers killed by, like, hired...
I know.
Goons. Like they're killed so easily. I'm like, remember your training.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where, because I have it written back that I was like, Travolta looking trim. And then I was like, I take it back. He bloated it as fuck.
The scene
where he shows back up, where it's like, your man is like, what about a lock? The son of a bitch is dead. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Gunton is saying this, and he's like, now, why would you say that? Again, like, smoking a cigarette, and it's like, I love the score. The score is the high point of this film. I love it. I've always loved it, but I didn't realize it was from this.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
I love that. The whole thing, like, Travolta is hamming it up. He is having so much fun in this movie.
Yes.
And he, first of all, the way he smokes, where it's like he can't even get his hands in his mouth properly. It's so wedged in between his fingers.
He's so camp though as well. That's the thing. He's so camp.
And I love when he's talking to your man and he's like, it's my money. And he keeps just turning around like...
Yeah.
Don't worry. And like every time he's explaining something, he's always rubbing his forehead like this.
There was a bit where, is it the helicopter gets blown up or something? It's like,
nearly
chops it's Graham, we'll just take the trucks. And it's like, the truck. the trucks. Like, he's like banging his hands on his legs. And I just burst out laughing. Like, this guy and Travolta are bringing it totally. Like,
yeah,
oh, he's so good. And then when he gets, skipping ahead, but when Travolta kills him with the lead pipe to the throat.
Oh my God. You won't shut up. It's so fucking brutal. It's like, he just whacks him.
And then just like kicks him out of the car and never to be seen again. There are a few mental, like, it is very bombastic scenes. Like the scene where they're in the canyon and they have, is it the helicopter that is like shooting at them, or is it like a plane that's shooting at them?
It's a helicopter.
And then like,
and he shoots it down and nearly chops her head off.
He shoots it down with like a million to one shot as well. Yeah. Like a handgun, shoots your man through the throat. Like,
incredibly dangerous, hovering right above the park ranger as well.
But I did notice that it was pretty choppily directed at times. Like, I've never been a huge John Woo fan, and I know people are like, oh, they rave about his action movies. I thought it was just a bit, I was like, where are we? What's the space? I know a lot of awareness where we were.
I found, like, what's the word? Like, the timing or the pace of the movie was off. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I couldn't tell, because they said something. There was a line about, like, what was it? Where they said something about, like, yesterday you told me, or was like, here's that $20 from yesterday. And I was like, that was literally, this is all happening like the next day.
I think it's
day.
Over the space of 24 hours. Like, because they get up, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever, you know. Oh no, because it's like 0:30 was right. When they went out, which is like 2 in the morning or something like that. Like,
certainly get a lot done.
That's when they killed Bin Laden.
0:30?
That's the name of the movie about when they assassinate him. But that's the time SEAL Team 6
left. At least that's what they'll have you believe, am I right?
He's in the White House right now.
Bin Laden?
Janitor.
All right. I was going to say, you believe it was a fake too, huh?
Yeah, I do not. Okay. But there's a point where Travolta is going full Baptist preacher.
Yeah.
Where he's, I said, like,
God damn.
Yeah, like all this. What's this?
Well,
oh yeah, I have press guy is less version of Cusack.
Now I'm surprised to hear that your one Samantha Mathis and Christian Slater weren't enlightened in this, because some serious chemistry I thought off them, to be honest.
They were good, I have to say. I thought her and him were good. I would probably recast him, and, you know, like I say, maybe not Cage.
Who would you recast Cage him? Cage is a bit too, you know.
A bit too odd. But then if you look at The Rock, like, you know.
Yeah, I guess. It can't always be Cage.
It can't. Like, and I don't know if Keanu would fit. I mean, Keanu would fit.
Keanu would have been a great one for this.
Would be better than this. Because he would bring the intensity, at least. Like, you know, he was always known for that. I mean, that's technically the 90s.
Yeah. I'm not going to play my cards. My cards are on the table, as you know. I'm not picking them up.
I have another... Oh, yeah. The dueling Humvees scene. I was like, you know.
Dueling Humvees.
Where it's like there's two Humvees.
Oh, yeah. And she just jumps on the fucking yoke with him.
She's on the front and he manages to catch up to the back. And then he creates like a bomb.
Yeah.
Because he's like shooting at Travolta, and he's like, they're all like, oh, in the car. He's like, it's bulletproof windows, don't worry about
it. Yeah, relax.
And then, like, yeah, and then like he makes like a Molotov cocktail essentially, and it's like, ah!
I love it.
Like they have to take the doors off it afterwards.
How calm he is, like, in every situation. Like, he's
there. He's got everything figured out.
He really is just a man who is, he's absolutely fearless in this. Yeah, and I love the whole thing of just like running over their own guy as well, like in one of those chases. Like, he's one of those, it's the classic one-dimensional bad guy that you wouldn't get nowadays, of like, there is zero redeeming qualities. He's bad, his goon friends are all buzz cut and sunglasses, they're bad too, you know what I mean?
Done with maybe somebody better as the number two goon
instead of James Milner,
and like, because they do flesh out his character a little bit, or like they give him something to do, but I could have been like, give me,
go on,
oh, I don't know, give me
Who would you put?
Oh, here's one for
Ed Gein.
No, maybe he's a bit too old.
You going to say Ed Harris?
No, I was going to say Fred Ward. But he might, because if they're supposed to be Travolta's proteges, you know.
Right, yeah.
From it.
Yeah,
maybe the guy who played, who was in The Rock a year later. Remember the like Hitler guy in The Rock?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, the like the Nazi looking fella.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually he
I quite
was
like
the,
this guy though.
Ah, I don't know. I was like, he's weak. He's not giving me anything.
I feel like no one in this movie was giving me anything except for Wilkins, Kurtwood and Travolta.
And Gunton and the warden from The Shawshank.
Which one was Gunton though?
Type in Bob Gunton and you'll see who I mean.
Bob.
He's the warden from The Shawshank Redemption. He's in everything.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Fucking good. And he's like, that trucks.
He's just constantly like he's a like, torn
he's like
side.
Exasperated. Like, he's like, you told me you're a professional or whatever. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, well, if they pay or if we get it. And he's like, if? And the worst thing is then they replace him with the guy from Iron Man. Huh? So the guy, remember that, like, after, well, we're skipping ahead of the whole mineshaft thing. And I thought that the whole film took place in the mineshaft. That was my memory of this movie.
This movie is about 20 minutes too long. And I thought that...
And it's only an hour and 40.
I know. And I thought that the mineshaft scene where they're dismantling the bomb, I was like, surely this is the end. Like, it's like, nope. Yeah. They're still
too long in there. They're in there for ages as yeah. well.
And like, and it is such a like a movie set setup. You know what yeah. I mean? Like the set, the props around them looked
very,
so movie like. You know,
it was
I mean?
Yeah. It's a stage. You know,
very
what I mean?
Much. Yeah. Now I have a few questions. Even though this is
you're supposed to be like
I'm not used to this.
You're supposed to be telling me what's so great about it, Andy.
Okay, I'll tell you what's so great about it. First of all, I love the fact that, as we were saying, Travolta is just so calm. Second of all, he's Mr. One Dimensional. He's even saying to Christian Slater, like, it's like, yeah, that was all part of my plan. You know, like, he's like, that was always part of my plan, that you would like, blah, blah, blah.
He's like, I'm going to try and turn it off or whatever. And it's like, what happened? Huh? You just armed it. He's like, I was always going to detonate something in that mine. Like, were you? Okay.
And then I love the fact that, like there's a scene in there where he throws a grenade at Travolta. Travolta jumps. He just pops back up like, ooh. Now, yeah. I have a question. Did I miss something here? He's like, I'm going to take all my money and I'm going to get a 5% stake in Volvo. Something to do with like the safest cars in the world. Like,
he was taking the piss. I think.
Okay.
He was taking
okay.
the piss.
I was like, sorry.
I was like, what is he rambling about? Cars?
Volvo. Product
yeah.
placement.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick yeah. myself up a Volvo. The safest cars in the world.
I think it was take the piss because then okay. he was also saying that it was like, we're going to go to an island in the middle of
right.
nowhere.
I know? Thought it so, was like Fast and Furious, like, I'm a Corona man.
It probably definitely could have been. I'll buy you a pint. of Corona. But so after the whole so the bomb goes off, the nuclear weapon goes off,
yeah,
and they're in the water.
Yes,
they escape through the water, and then the EMP, the someone, I mean, I know it is tech, you know, it's standard 90s action movie, you know, script, but it was like, how do you know it was, you know, we're okay. It was like,
see, if
he's like, we would have had way more shocks if it was, you know, if it wasn't contained into the mine. And then like Christian Slater is like, it's like, don't worry, all the radiation is housed
yeah.
within the mine shaft. Like
the
really?
Walls stop the radiation
yeah.
from coming out.
That's how it works. Like,
yeah. It's like, see those yeah. butterflies over there? They wouldn't be yeah. flying if there was radiation, would they? I still yeah. even, I'm no scientist, but I would still even dispute that, to be honest, that it would
it's
be
like,
that quick.
Do you mind if I get under like a shower that would, you know, would make sure that I'm not dying from radiation poisoning? You know, one of those, you know, decontamination showers.
Yeah. Like, let's just have one of those real quick. I love that. And it was a very minuscule explosion for a nuclear weapon, like.
Yeah.
You know.
So they meet up, they follow Travolta to the next stage, and he's meeting up with the actual buyers that like Gunton had yeah. set up. And like, since Gunton is now dead, that you're with the main buyer, and the main buyer is the guy from Iron Man who's in the cave with Tony Stark. I was like, and then he was like literally speaking for the audience later on. He's like, "You thought I was some nerd, didn't you? I'm a Marine." he's literally talking to the audience. I did think you were a nerd.
That's hilarious. My big question in this was like, because Travolta wants what, 250 million?
Something. I kind of zoned out with that point.
Would he ever be able to enjoy it ever? You know what I mean? Like, is he just going to get away and enjoy his money and be left
just
alone?
Not look for him, like,
yeah.
You know? I have to go to a new planet, like, exactly. Space. Yeah. You'll never catch me. But there was a bit where Travolta is, like, again, having a smoke. And then he's, like, looking in the bushes.
Yeah. He's where, like, they're hiding.
He's like, he's that good. Like, they make no movement. They're perfectly still. And he's like,
something's going on.
The way he blows the smoke. So she sneaks onto the boat.
Yeah, they both do. But they hear them coming out. And he's like, get out, get out. And so she... Now, this is the part that confused me, because the next
We've had a plane.
Yep.
We've had a Humvee.
Mm-hmm.
An automobile. A boat.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a train.
Yeah.
They're really,
they're throwing everything at this.
And a helicopter as well. Yeah.
Yeah. They're throwing absolutely everything at it. So she, like, I don't really remember how she got from the boat to being on the side of the train that they're on. Yeah, I remember.
Was she not hiding under a tarp?
Yeah, but how did she get from the boat to the train even?
They don't really show it. I just assume that she snuck on, you know, right. What I mean? But they don't show it, because they're all on the train and they've loaded the stuff from the boat onto the train. So I just assume.
Hey, how about the scene where they slide open the door to the train when they're in it, and it's fucking Christian Slater there in a chopper, like,
yeah. I want to talk about the scene with, like, Delroy Lindo, Christian Slater, and the press secretary guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was lieutenant in my ROTC or whatever. Oh no, the other thing was as well, he was like, you know what a direct order is, don't you?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, good. Because I'm just about to break it. Like, oh, damn.
Yes. Yes. I love it. Like, I had that in my notes as well.
Delroy Lindo, you've done it again. So the three of them are like in the chopper. But it cuts back to, did you notice who, remember it cuts back to like somebody giving a speech to like Kurtwood Smith and the guys. And it's like some young, fresh-faced fella, his voice is trembling.
Not really, I don't remember this.
It was, you know, Breaking Bad?
Yes.
You know, Tuco?
No.
Raymond Cruz? Raymond Cruz, Broken Arrow.
All right. I got him.
Did you see? Did you have him in Broken Arrow?
Raymond Cruz, IMDb.
No, but I want you to see the picture of him.
All right, I'll just go
in Broken Arrow.
Okay, hang on. Raymond Cruz, Broken Arrow. It's him. Yeah.
he's so young in it. I'm like, oh my god, and he's like, he seems so nervous, and like, I'm like, how is he? First of all, how did he get cast in it?
Yeah.
And then like, and then he's giving the briefing to everybody else about like what could possibly happen.
Yeah.
When he's like,
it was a shame we didn't get more. I will say in this movie of Kurtwood Smith and Cougar.
Yeah, Cougar.
Because Kurtwood, I mean, when I seen he Kurtwood's was like the good, third name on the credits, I was like, fucking yes. I forgot all about him being in this.
He does his thing right. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he does his role perfectly. And Cougar was good as his same kind of role, but
basically
like,
the same character, just one who doesn't talk, really.
I have a note in this that, like, Slater is so humorless in it.
Slater is the worst thing about this.
Give me, like, when you kill somebody, give me a quip.
Yeah.
Something, like, you know, like.
It's like he doesn't want to be in the movie.
Yeah.
It's like he's pissed off that Travolta picked Deke. Yeah. And he's like, now I gotta play Hale, great.
Yeah.
And I gotta work on my ex-girlfriend, great.
Like, if Bruce Willis was the same age he was in Die Hard.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be perfect for this role. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, somebody that's like, he's going to give you a quip when you kill somebody. Like,
I think this movie would be seen as a better movie if it had been recast, if that Christian Slater role had been recast.
It really, really drags it down, I think. Because it is fun. I did find myself zoning out at times. I think probably because a lot of the scenes when Slater and your one are trying to talk about, like, bombs and stuff like that, like, you're like, oh, okay. And then, like, Travolta shows back up, and you're like, oh, okay, like, here we go. Like, and he's like, ha, 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 with his guns and shit. Like, like, you're like, I'm in. Like, it is fun, but, like, when it's, when, I'm like, where's Pucci, you know? When,
where's
Deakins?
Travolta?
Where's Deakins?
I did like
there
the
was, there
line.
Was a Wilhelm scream in this, which I always appreciate.
Yeah.
That was Milner, I think, when he got kicked out the train. So yeah, we haven't said they're on a train.
They're on a train and they're bombing down somewhere. They're trying to get the. Yeah.
Here's why I have that it's so humorless. Now that we're saying it's jogging, they're on the train, and it's like one of the guys is like, "Hands up," and like Slater's like, "Okay," and your one has a gun in her back, so like he.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay, we're putting the guns down, and like he takes the gun out of her back and goes between her legs and shoots your man.
Yeah,
she's
problem.
Like, she's like, wow, that was unexpected. He's like, yeah, it's the first time for me too, or something like that. And I was like, like I audibly groaned. I was like, that's the perfect time for something witty.
That's terrible.
It's really bad. Like, I'm like, you couldn't have given me. It couldn't have given me anything, something like that. Like, I was like,
brilliant.
I just have it like, and it's like underlined three times. Know, like, this is ridiculous.
I knew when I was watching it, like, I love this. And by the way, Terry, if I may say, put that pen down.
Sorry, it's when I get excited.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it last week?
I did.
On the pitch at
innate? Yeah.
Were you losing your mind in the car like I was?
No, I that was when I was in Hollywood mode. I was like, so,
free comedy tips, Lee.
Tell me what you got.
But that kind of hits the nail on the head as to why, like, I knew that this movie was like, it wasn't, it's not the cream of the crop, but it's, you know, it's fucking 90s.
It is fucking
90s. I was thinking, why isn't this movie as high as the other one? And I couldn't really figure it out. And it is, it's Christian Slater is the problem. Yeah.
I did my last few notes here. I have the fake looking walkie.
Yeah.
Where Travolta is like, this one here blows a sky high, but this one disarms it. I'm like, that thing there. Like,
he's doing some weird thing with his hands, like big dumb face on him.
Where he's holding it like.
Yeah.
And then it comes full circle. It's the boxing match.
Yeah.
I will say, I thought Travolta was quite good at the combat, stage combat fight. Yeah, I thought he was quite good. Like, some of these, like, shots he's, like, throwing in, like, he's really, obviously he's not making content, but, like, he looks like he's putting a lot into them.
He looks
like
he's doing proper, like, form. And
Or, like, when he's, like, when he's kicking him on the ground, I was like, that's good stomping. Like, you know, he's been kicking, like, he wasn't.
I mean, needless to say, Travolta is what makes this movie what it is.
100%.
But, like,
any point it's getting is, first is the score. And then second is Travolta. And then third is Gunton. And then you have the other guys rounding out, you know, Kurtwood Smith, Kay Uger, like, or Daniel Von Bergen is his actual name. Your one is good, though. Your one is pretty good.
She's actually quite good.
Is pretty good, I have to say. You know? She's not the worst thing.
I think I probably like her more than I would Helen Hunt in the role. And possibly
Halle
Berry.
Warmer. She seems a bit warmer. Like, I always, if I'm thinking of Helen Hunt in like Twister,
yes,
she's cranky.
I'm thinking a bit more cantankerous. Mad About You, Twister, sort of Helen Hunt.
In As Good as It Gets, she's cranky as well.
Yes,
she, you know, she's up against it. She's having a rough go of it.
Yeah,
with her son and the mystery illness and stuff like that. Like, so
I was wondering,
she's a single mom.
I was wondering with the character in this, like, does she not have to tell anyone that, like, you know, what
check
she's
in.
Up to, or check in with anyone, or a pet, or something. Like, she just meets this guy, and then, although I guess technically it does all take place on the one day, like you said, which is insane.
But even still, they have walkie-talkies.
Yeah. Do you have any more notes as we
My last note is, right in the belly. What a big target. He gets the nuclear missile. I can't even remember how it happens.
Christian Slater sets it off or something.
No, I know. It's the two trains come together. It's what it is. Yeah. While they're fighting, your one is trying to like stop the trains or whatever. And what is lame about the very end is Christian Slater jumping out of the train and like pointing the remote and like stopping the bomb.
Oh yeah.
As his action move is like, I'm jumping, I'm not shooting, I'm not doing
anything.
I'm
pressing this button.
Button. You could have pressed the button and then just jumped out. Like, you know, it didn't have to be this like, you know.
He has to be in midair while doing like that, it's a 90s like rule.
100%. Like, but like,
there was a lot, and I was laughing. I was laughing at him. A few of those gun shooting scenes between him and Travolta. The jumping around, the unnecessary jumping around the place that Slater was doing. Where at one stage he was kind of like coming down a little ramp. He's practically like upside down, legs akimbo, like it's just all over the place.
But that's my last note.
Well, Terry, look. Let me ask you this. Have you changed your mind on Broken Arrow?
Or you know what? I have.
I have. And yes, Terry.
I have changed my mind in that, like, I don't think it's terrible. You know, you were like, oh, Broken Arrow, and I'd be like, no, don't include that. I still don't think it is, like you say, one of the best ones. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'd recommend it. But it's like, if I was hungover and it was on TV,
you might.
I'd probably watch it. Yeah, I'd probably watch it. Like, for Travolta alone, you know.
I think it's one of my favourite Travolta movies.
It's one of my favourite Travolta performances, I would say that. Like, you know. Yeah,
that's probably more accurate.
Because I love what he's doing in this. He's up to 90. He's all over the place. Like, see, in
that's what I love about it. And it's so, like, it's funny seeing Team America. And they kind of really laid it out there when they were like, literally, you could take any of these type of movies, replace them with puppets, and it'd be the same thing.
Yeah,
they were
exactly.
Like, the reason why Team America is funny is because they're taking themselves so serious and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of those Team America type movies that you could just replace with puppets and it'd be absolutely hilarious. Like, but I just love it. I love the location. I love Travolta. I love the score. I love just the
score
action.
Score is the best part, man. Score is the best part.
It's just great. So look, we're going to do, I guess, a ranking system.
This is number one for 1 week only.
So, yeah.
Now, look, if this didn't star John Travolta, and like, I will, you know, tell you right now, I'm not a huge Travolta fan.
Oh.
Like, this and Face Off are probably, you know, the two that I like the most.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Like, is great for other reasons. I don't think he's
particularly, like, he doesn't particularly shine in Pulp Fiction, I guess. I mean, it's just the fact that he's there.
It suits him, but like, Pulp Fiction for me is more about, like, I like, struggle to get my head around how well written that film is, and like,
yeah,
you know, I'm not saying you could have put anybody else in there, but like, it's not like, for me, he's the integral one. Yeah. You know, like Sam Jackson, I think, or
yeah, Bruce Willis.
The Bruce Willis stuff, I think, is very underrated. You know,
I like it. Yeah,
yeah. Everybody talks about the other stories in it, but like the Bruce Willis one, I think, is probably my favorite one. Like,
ooh, interesting.
Like, Travolta's only. I think it's because he's on heroin for most of the film. That is like why he's so low energy.
Yeah.
Is why it doesn't really do it for me. Like, my favourite parts with Travolta in Pulp Fiction are like where he's like, she's fucking dying on me, man. Yeah, like, you know,
I think of all the time of Travolta in that movie where it's like, you know what someone fucking did? Like, fucking keyed it. It would have been worse savages. Him doing it just so I could have caught him doing it. Yeah. I think of that all the time.
It's fucking savages, man. The original Marty McFly, that guy was. No, like, that guy was...
Oh, was he?
They fired his ass.
No way.
Got Michael J. Fox in. Yeah, he did, like, 3 weeks of shooting.
No way.
Yeah, the drug dealer fella, like...
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Should have kept him.
No, they should though. Doc, are you telling me?
Imagine.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, look, I'm glad that you have changed your tune somewhat on this movie. It's mm-hmm. not gonna set the world alight, but yeah, it was a fucking solid start. Now I'm not gonna hit you with what I've got next week. I'm gonna hit you next week.
Okay. You're gonna hit me? No, hit me because I wanna, you know.
You want time to watch it?
I want time to prepare myself.
Okay, I'll tell you what the next one is. See, but you might like it, so you may think, right, but
these are the rules, you know. I don't know. You pick. We'll see.
I'll tell you just based, because what I want to do is I want to make it based on. I'm not used to being in the driver's seat, to be honest, of the podcast here. But I'm just going to pick the ones that I really want to see that you. I love.
Exactly.
My
exactly.
next one and is going to be True Lies, Terry.
Interesting.
Yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jamie Lee Curtis, and
I will tell you that
yes,
I'm not a huge fan of it.
Brilliant.
So it makes for a interesting rewatch.
Oh, I'm such a fan of it.
Paxton is my guy in
you've
that
got
movie.
Paxton, you've got yeah. fucking that other guy.
Arnold, don't get me started on Tom Arnold.
Yeah, Tom Arnold. Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got them all. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, Tia Carrera and Jamie Lee.
So there you go. Something for everyone.
Okay.
So that's what the next one in 2 weeks' time will be.
So next week's episode is TBD, I guess.
Let me pick that too. I don't have
yeah,
it
yeah,
here.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't have it here, but
let whatever me. You want, birthday boy.
Yeah. All right.
See, folks, I'm the good guy on the podcast. Really. Don't listen to what Andy
don't believe
tells you.
It. You know the real deal. You've been with us long enough, folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen.
Well, this was fun. This was a lot of fun, I have to say.
Excellent. Well, Terry, I'm glad that we're doing this now. And folks, we are glad to have you along with us for series two of What's So Great About. Yes, thank you as always for the great support. Terry, this was a blast. And
pardon the pun.
Oh, hello. Okay, well,
nuclear blast.
Okay, no, yeah, I got it. Yeah,
now,
okay.
Now, Andy, I'll be very disappointed if the score for this movie isn't our outro song.
Well, don't tell me off mic so it looks like I've thought of it. Great.
You can edit that
tell
out.
Me off mic. Okay. No, I'm leaving it in. I'm doubling it.